Good afternoon, Americans. Good afternoon, Facebook friends and listeners and Twitter followers and Instagram followers. I'm Cheyenne Montana Lopez, as many of you know, and I'm the host of America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show. Tonight's episode is Why So Much Paperwork? Why am I being given a runaround to go from one provider or to my insurance to my healthcare plan? Let's get these questions answered. Maybe we can clarify something, maybe. Well, anyway, first of all, today's show is from America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show. And I'm your host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez. The time is now 5:28 p.m. Now, it's been a rather complicated evening for me. Now, I want to speak to you about Medicaid and Medicare. Choices. Choices should be ours. Paperwork should be simplified and simple. Everything should be listed with it. The health care plan provider that's provided you if you're disabled and you're covered by Medicaid and Medicare. So if you're covered by Medicare A, B, and D, which I am, and then me being disabled, Medicaid picks up where Medicaid doesn't take care of. Now, so, therefore, why am I being provided a copay on my medications? That I can't understand. I spend an average of $20 to $30 on some of my medications. Now, here's the key. What I'm upset about and fake mad. Here I am. I've got nerve damage in my left ear. I need a hearing aid, which I have recently, back in July, had a hearing test, and it determined in my left ear I have nerve damage, and so they wrote me a prescription for a hearing aid. Well, I've been to Beltone. I've been to this place down in Warren, Michigan, off of 10 Mile Van Dyke, called Hear Hear Center. Well, I was supposed to go in there last week on the 14th. And they would have took my insurance, but the problem is they had a leak from the restroom, and they called and canceled me out because they had to have construction going on. So they referred me one here in Port Gratiot, which is an outlying area of Port Huron, 10 minutes from me, but they don't take my hearing plan, hearing health care plan, which is part of United Healthcare, which is my health care plan through Medicaid. Well, it's a confusing situation. Recently, I was told by Beltone the hearing aids, and apparently I have a better health care plan than what they thought. They cover $750 per hearing aid. Well, if you're doing the same, it would be limited amount on your Social Security. And you have to pay everything out for bills, and you barely have anything left. You're getting only $15, $16 from food stamps. It doesn't cover your groceries, your supplement on your groceries. You have very little left. You and I know, as well as I do, it takes everything to pay bills, this day and age. Well, here's the question I have for you. Why so me run arounds? Well, recently, I called United about this, probably about 3 weeks ago, and they told me with a pre-authorization, which is more paperwork, I am going to have to go their prior authorization to get a hearing aid and get approved. It would pay for all of it. Now, after the Hear Center canceled out, I had to go through United again today, which I called, and I've been on the phone with them all afternoon. Between United and Epic Hearing. And then United told me, it's Epic Hearing, based in California, told me, says, I need to call because it went to Medicaid in Michigan. Well, I called the state of Michigan, Medicaid. And they told me, it says, basically, it's showing nothing except to contact my health care plan provider, which is United Healthcare. Oh, for a third time today, I called United Healthcare. And this is supposed to be on conference call with Epic Hearing to clarify all this. So, anyway, I got back on the phone, figured out a few minutes ago. And the reason I got turned down with belt on is because it's not in the Medicaid provider. Why ain't they? Why ain't all the hearing centers in your insurance provider group? Why ain't all medical supply companies in your health care group? Not long ago, I found out the federal government pulled the contracts out from under these places. So they want you to go way off and wait for days, weeks to get something that you need or may not need or that you can't get. So it should be right here in your home county, like in St. Clair County, Michigan, I'll be able to go to get what I need. It should be that if I got a glucometer on hand, which I'd like to get the script for again and get the test strips and lenses for it, which is a talking glucometer called the Embracer by Ominous, it should be that I can get that again. If I want the wrist blood pressure monitor, I should be able to get it. But again, Medicaid, Medicare doesn't cover getting a blood pressure testing kit for any of us disabled diabetics or any person in the United States of America. What is wrong with this picture? Too much paperwork, too much bureaucracy. When it could be simplified, just update and fill out one form, front and back, and you got it completed. And that one form front and back shows your benefits. It's just like a page. You turn the page and you read the other side of the page. The same way you do in the book. One page at a time. You don't go through 200 pages at the same time. Nobody can memorize 200 pages in their life at one time. Too much bureaucracy. Too much red tape is in the way. Just like is a diabetic, which I'm a type 2 diabetic. We should be allowed under our insurance plans to get a diabetic testing bracelet, diabetic bracelet or diabetic necklace showing that we're a type 2 diabetic. I remember a time you could get one of those and it showed it connected to all the list of medications you had on. All the list of medications you had to take. Nowadays, it's just like a blood. And again, here's something else that troubles me. Can't get this scanner, which is really simpler than punching your finger with a lancing device and waiting on the blood to come out, keep mashing it and applying pressure till your blood comes out. And that's very painful to some people doing that. And the next day, you can punch through the next finger to get the next reading or the next time in the day. If you're taking two or three and four and five times a day, you got to keep punching your fingers. Why can't we have one? My mother has one. All she does is show it sticks to the palm of her finger. hand pump her hands and gives her the blood glucose reading. Now, why can't we have something like that that Medicaid and Medicare will cover? Why can't we have just, instead of having insert, basically opening your skin up, insert it under your skin, which can be very painful, unless they numb you, put you to sleep, then you shouldn't have to have that. Now, I can see a sensor being stuck to your skin. Now that I can see, because it gives by the sweat, the blood flowing in your body, gives the skin of how much your blood sugar is. But anyway, insurance should cover it. It should be listed in the system of your plan provider, like I have UnitedHealthcare and Medicaid and Medicare. It should be listed in their system. If not, they should go around to get a contract with them. Or they shouldn't have pulled any contracts out from under those places that covers it. I got a friend, he's got health problems, and he can't get even his disability. He's sitting and waiting on it. And he should be able to get what he needs. He should be able to get one simple form and one simple answer. He's getting it or not getting it. Yeah, it should be one simple answer. Why can't a government keep their words? You're going to hear something within 60 days or 45 days. It's just stalling. Now, I'm fighting mad because we should not have so much bureaucracy and red tape to go through to cling on and on and on for a waiting period. Too much waiting periods to incurred that go on and on, and it's a never-ending cycle repeated. It becomes a blister on your hand and sore in your back. After a while, it gets on your nerves. I remember a time I sit and had to go through all these numbers, listening to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7 through 9, you know, 1 through 9, to select which one I need to go to hear about my, to get a representative on Social Security. Why can't you press 0 and be able to hear and talk to a live representative about your Social Security benefits? Why the long delay? Why can't they, once you enter your Social Security number on that telephone keypad or tell it to them, it should be determined then to know who you are. You don't need all that run around Hispanic language. You don't need all them other languages being spoken. Unnecessary red tape bureaucracy again. Add on after add on. It's just like climbing the highest step until you get scared and you get tired. You black out. You get tired of it after a while. We need to have a recall. We need to put a stop to this. You and I, the peoples, are more powerful than they are. We can put a stop to this because we're the voice. We're the ones that put the officials in power. And the one that's elected appoints the ones that's working for them. In other words, they're working for us as the people. What are they doing with the money that's distributed to them? Why aren't every man, woman, child being covered? Because they do anything for the money. I'm reminded that money talks, bull walks. That's pretty well true. it gets me to the point. Sometimes I feel like cursing. I feel like pulling my hair out, as the old saying goes. But if I'm not, I'm always taught, if I'm not patient, I'm not going to get nowhere. Patience runs out sooner or later. Now here we are, spending more money on making cannabis legal than we do what is really necessary, and that is getting the proper supplies we need, like a blood pressure monitor to make sure when our blood pressure is not high enough for a stroke or heart attack. No. This gets facts right. What we, the taxpayers, the working man, woman that's disabled or retired, are the ones what we paid in, worked and paid in through Medicaid and Medicare to get that health care plan. So we didn't get it for free. We worked for it. It's rightfully what's ours, and it should be given to us because we worked hard for it. So, wrong. We did pay for those supplies. So, you who say that we want things for free, no. It's because it's what we worked for and what worked hard, and we paid in from our taxes as a working individual, man or woman, into the system, as the federal government surely years ago guaranteed that they paid $2 to our one. Now, something's wrong with the picture. Plain and simple, the pictures become blurred because they want us to see what they want only. So they blurry to keep us from seeing really what's going on. Now, it's got to be simplified. I'm reminded of President Reagan years ago. He found out how much waste it was in the Defense Department, spending $150 on a nut and a bolt that would cost back then 50 cents. The same kind of bolt going into your local hardware store and getting it for 50 cents would work. On that same airplane, of that same aircraft carrier, or that same toilet, the unnecessary waste. Too much bureaucracy. And that's what you Democrats put in, folks. Democrats put in too much bureaucracy to make things complicated for something that's simple. No, I'm speaking the truth. I admire President Trump. He was going to make it simplified. But the hypocrites went to attacking him, putting him down. And you remember the fascist Socialist Democrat Party, the radicals of this country, who's ignorant and don't know what you're protesting about. Always did. Go get educated before you speak and before you do things like that. You entertainers who are not politicians but get paid to say fictional, keep your opinion to yourself, because the law says you're not supposed to influence or encourage others to vote. Because you're there for that party. You're supposed to let other people, let's say he's going into a voter's booth and seeing what that person's voting. And you're trying to force it on them people. Now, I remember, where's all the registered Republicans? I know I got a bunch of them on Facebook. I know I got tons of them there. But there are a handful. Only a handful of us. Let's say no to the Democrats' policies and say, no, we don't want them. We want our government back with respect, dignity. Stop wasting taxpayers' dollars on making things thick for something that should be thin and one page. Let's cover that, what is needed for the sick, disabled, poor. We want to be well just like you do. We give anything to have our health back. It could be you in our shoes one day. And you'll be fussing about the same thing. For something, it should be easy to get. Let's change it so we can be covered. Luckily, not going way out of the state and waiting days, weeks on a delivery. It's not coming. That's a scam. Come on, who's the federal government trying to scam? They're me and you. This is the answer. Somebody in the federal government is a scammer pulling their contracts out under us from our local local medical supply company. They want you to spend unnecessary dollars going way off, which it will cost more to go way off than it would locally. Answer. Let's erase that. Let's put all those other sheets of paper that the government is wasting, create thicker, back into the pile, and make a blank page for that. Let's use one simple page, front and back. All questions answered. All your health insurance coverage is covered. Let's make it easier to find. Instead of having to wait for 10, 15 minutes on phone for an answer and been given a runaround. We shouldn't be given a runaround. I'm sorry if I sound mad. We shouldn't be given a stupid runaround for something that shouldn't take so long. I believe in unnecessary waste. I believe it. We take too many trips going to the local drugstore to get when we should get one time a month, and that is day of your insurance, a day your money comes in, day you get transits to go. And you got them right then and there for the entire month. We space things out too much. That's a problem. We space just like it's the insurance. While ago, been given run around by Medicare, been given run around by Epic Care for Epic here, been given run around by United today to call this person and that next person. I shouldn't have to spend 6 phone calls for one when it should take one damn phone call. Sorry, I said that word. It really upsets me. And I mean the damn word damned. Well, on a burning bridge, it's going to fall down. We're sitting and waiting on rain and the drought that may not come for another month. The problem is we're being washed up, pushed around, shoved around, discriminated against. Because we can't get what we want, all because of federal government and the bureaucracy of red tape. Now, that's the theme to today's show. Bureaucracy and red tape. Now, I'm sorry you heard me curse, and that's the way I feel. That's the way I feel. What's going on in the red tape system, it should be simplified. And government waste. Hell yeah, I'm upset about it. You damn right. You damn Skippy, I'm upset about this. Hell yeah, I'm fighting mad. And I'm going to keep on fighting because I... To hell with this, what I say. So my fellow Americans, so my fellow Facebook listeners, let's speak up and let's stop the red tape, the waste, and how many phone calls we have to make, how many times we have to wait for an answer, how long we have to wait a medical supply get to us. Something should be simple. One page. One page fits all. How many of you agree with me? So this concludes today's broadcast from Port Huron, Michigan. Fighting mad, red tape, bureaucracy, I am. This is Cheyenne Montana Lopez. Say so long, and God bless.